USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Prior to my becoming president, it was a very, very bad situation, a very dangerous situation for South Korea, for North Korea, for the world.
President Trump referring there to relations with North Korea after he makes history becoming the first sitting U.S. president to step onto North Korean soil. The president meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in the demilitarized zone between South and North Korea early today. The two leaders then shaking hands and walking 22 steps into the North Korean side.
It was an honor that you asked me to step over that line, and I was proud to step over the line. I thought you might do that. I wasn't sure.
He says the two also agreed to restart stalled denuclearization talks.
We're going to have teams. They're going to meet over the next few weeks, and they're going to start a process, and we'll see what happens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Severe weather expected today over the northern plains and upper Midwest. Residents warned of flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging winds, as well as possible tornadoes. There was some severe weather in New York's tri-state area late yesterday, including on Staten Island, where this woman says,
all the trees were bent. The rain was slanted. The winds were, it was like a hurricane.
Tens of thousands evacuating an area surrounding a volcano in Papua New Guinea after several eruptions, which began last Wednesday, have sent volcanic ash racing down the slope. No casualties reported, but the eruptions have destroyed plantations and wells, leaving villagers without food and water. Police in Portland, Oregon say opposing groups of political protesters, including members of Antifa and members of the Proud Boys, created violence in the streets last night. Police had to use pepper spray to restore order. Three arrests were made. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
One of the 9/11 first responders who was lobbying Congress just a few weeks ago has died. Luis Alvarez, a former Marine and 20-year veteran of the NYPD, entered hospice care days after he appeared before Congress beside comedian Jon Stewart, asking for funds on behalf of six 9/11 first responders. U.S. election security, the focus of the Democrats' weekly address, delivered by California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren, urging the Senate to pass what's called the SAFE Act.
We call upon Leader Mitch McConnell and the Senate to join with House Democrats and pass these essential bipartisan bills. Together, we can and must defend our national security.
Lofgren says collusion or not, it's clear the Russians meddled in the 2016 elections and are trying to meddle in next year's. She says that's why these bills are so important.
The SAFE Act makes meaningful investments to upgrade the security of voting systems across the country by replacing outdated, vulnerable voting machines, requiring paper ballot voting systems, enacting strong cybersecurity requirements for election technology vendors.
And Wimbledon opens tomorrow, and British forecasters say luckily a heat wave that region's been feeling for the past week or so is expected to break by then. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.